All right, now we're going for sure. Okay, this is Not So Shy John. This is part two of my show of Monday, March 28th, 2011. And before I go on, I thought I would read a little bit of article here I found in the Daily News, I believe it is, the Daily News. No, sorry. Once again, it's the Los Angeles Times. This is from, last Friday, I believe, March the 25th. Okay, this being the 28th, it's not too old. Okay, right on the front page, it says, Juke Joints Got the Blues. Column 1. Once again, column 1. See, this is the choice writing that they put in. Oh, what a nice guitar. With the loss of a legendary blues man, the owner of a music spot in the Mississippi Delta wonders if it's time to shut the doors. Richard Fawcett, reporting from Clarksdale, Mississippi. Red Payden was pouring bullet bourbon into little plastic cups, one for him and one for his buddy, Antonio Coburn. It was just the two of them inside Red's Blues Club, arguably the last of the real Mississippi Delta juke joints, set downtown between a weedy graveyard and the lush eastern bank of the Sunflower River. They were mourning Big Jack Johnson, Red's best friend, star attraction, and arguably the last of the great Delta blues men. The pair sat at a table next to the worn carpet patterned like a loud tie, which serves as a kind of stage and upon which Big Jack had stomped out countless rhythms. Big Jack had died 2 days earlier of congestive heart failure. He was 70. A Bud Light-sponsored sign still hung on the club's facade amid the peeling paint and improvised patches of plywood and corrugated tin, home of W.C. Handy Award winner Big Jack Johnson. Red, a bearded bear of a man, eternally masked in dark shades, was equal parts wistful and angry, grumbling expletives between slugs of the whiskey. He had planned a benefit show the next night for Big Jack's family, but he had just discovered that another tribute was taking place that night at the Ground Zero Blues Club a few blocks away and across the railroad tracks that had traditionally separated Black Clarksdale from White. Continued on page 14. I got my thumb in the place. Here we go. Excuse me. He knew Ground Zero would draw a big crowd. It had opened a decade ago to much fanfare, the brainchild of Morgan Freeman, the Mississippi Raised movie star, Howard Stovall, a Memphis entertainment big shot, and Bill Luckett, a prominent Clarksdale lawyer running for governor. With its deep-pocketed owners and a patina of Hollywood glamour, the club has become a catalyst for a rejuvenated tourism industry celebrating the blues. Kind of like the blues clubs out, what's that called out here? I don't know. I forget. Having a senior moment. Ground Zero is a simulacrum of a juke joint in the House of Blues style, thank you, with mismatched lounge chairs on the porch, graffiti on the walls, and 21st century amenities, a juke that takes American Express. At least Red said it was a prefab. At best, Red said it was a prefab blues experience, though he had kind words for Luckett, one of the few white boys who had jumped the tracks back in the day, he said. The rest were too scared. Tonight, Red was feeling upstaged, but he was also heartened to recall that when Big Jack became a hot commodity on the international blues circuit, the guitarist would usually choose to play his hometown gigs at the little tumble-down club. Red said it was an act of loyalty. What do friends do? Red asked. They look out for one another. Thank you. Now with Big Jack gone, he had been wondering whether it was time to shut down the club. It was a hassle, and he was getting old, but he also knew this was something that would have to endure. Earlier on that March day, Red had been out in the wide, flat Delta farmland where he and Big Jack grew up. He called on his old friend Reuben, whose work shed was furnished with a pool table, two banks of video poker machines, and a fridge full of Bud Lights. Fred cracked a Bud. Funeral's 11 o'clock at the Pinnacle Saturday, the Pinnacle being the 5,500-seat basketball arena at the community college where Big Jack would be viewed for the last time in the teal three-piece suit his family had picked out for him. A few miles down the road, Red delivered the same details to his friend Charles. "I'm going to have my alligator shuffling shoes," Red said, "and I'm going to get me my walking cane." Red stopped in a country graveyard on New Africa Road to visit Sonny Boy Williamson's grave. Tourists had left a pile of harmonicas. Red picked one up and blew through the grit. "If you don't want to die," he said, "don't be born." The Mississippi Juke Joint has historically been a word-of-mouth affair, its elusiveness a hedge against the structures and caprices of the white man or local sheriff. Red Payton is similarly difficult to pin down. He won't disclose his age, although he is a contemporary of Big Jack's. He won't say how he got the nickname Red, although he swears it's a hell of a tale. Asked if he is married, Red answers with something like a blues lyric, "I guess I don't know. Me and that damn woman been apart so long." He and Big Jack met half a century ago, when Jack was playing house parties out among the cotton and the cane stalks, raucous affairs fueled by homemade corn whiskey and homemade music. He was a strapping young man, 6'3", with the grace of a cat. The music poured out of him from his guitar, his mandolin, his mouth. "I'll tell you how he was. You ever been outside when it's lightning? That was Big Jack," Red said. "He could move. And the girls? Whoa." Though Jack never achieved the fame of a B.B. King, locals and aficionados over the years acknowledged him as the inheritor of Clarksdale's formidable blues legacy, a player worthy of the town where Sun House honed his craft, where Muddy Waters set out by train for Chicago, where John Lee Hooker and W.C. Handy once roamed the streets. Red, meanwhile, learned to run a juke from an uncle who had a place a few miles south, near the town of Alligator. When the adults wouldn't let him in, he used to crawl under the floorboards to feel the music. He went to college, got a degree, briefly worked as a teacher, among other jobs, but for 36 years, Red's Blues Club has been his calling. There was a time when most of Red's customers were a lot like his uncle's, black farmers, black laborers, black nightlife characters. But from almost the beginning, he noticed he also attracted small groups of whites. They were Europeans, mostly blues pilgrims, who had come to find the root of things. Though the crowds at Red stayed somewhat steady, by the 1990s, the black fans at juke joints had dwindled. They died or moved away, retired from the nightlife, or took refuge in their churches. The young were lured by the sirens of hip-hop. But outside the Delta, people did want to hear the blues, and Big Jack was traveling the world, some years spending 300 days on the road. When he came home, he and Red would talk about country boy things, when to put in tomatoes, when to put in the collards, family matters. They fished the turbid side streams of the Mississippi River, hauling in perch, catfish, and brim. Big Jack would take them home and fry them in a big black pot. In Clarksdale, a city of 20,000, things began to change about the time Morgan Freeman and his partners opened their club in 2001. The blues, long shunned and ignored, were now being recognized as a tourist draw worthy of glossy brochures and historical markers. Along with Ground Zero, now there was the blues-themed cafe, the blues record and memorabilia shop, and the yearly juke joint festival. At the edge of town, a couple of guys opened up a place called the Shack Up Inn, a collection of refurbished sharecropper shacks with Wi-Fi service. Now there were even more white people at Red's, not just the tourists, but white locals who recognized it as a treasure. Red embraced the new clientele, and some became friends. Still, he grumbled about Ground Zero. How could the big boys not be cutting into his business? On that Wednesday night, the Ground Zero tribute drew a crowd of more than 100. Terry Big T. Williams, who had played with Jack since he was 12, blew through the Dead Man's Fast, shuffling version of Catfish Blues. Luckett, the co-owner and gubernatorial candidate, sat on the front porch, sniffing out potential voters and charming the tourists. He explained how his staff regularly sent people to Red's for a taste of an old-school juke joint. I subscribe to the casino cluster theory. If there's one casino, 10 people will come. If there's two casinos, 30 people will come. Red is a very necessary part of it. Oh, what a yuppie fucking asshole. The next night, Red opened the place about 5 p.m. He was taking shots of clear liquid in a Hawaiian punch jar that smelled of aqua velva. At 7 p.m., it was just him and Antonio. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Red growled. Whose heart, Red? Mine. I got a heavy heart. But over the course of the hours, they all trickled in. The ancient white hipsters who had moved to town to be near the blues, and the sidemen who used to tour with Jack. Old friends and old regulars. A guy named Dingo with the black bowler hat and pinstripe pants, and his friend with the gold teeth. The record store guy who moved here from St. Louis. Big Jack's nephew, Ellison, the smooth dancer in the white loafers, and the guy with the snakeskin boots who dances like a chicken. Oh, who the fuck? Goddamn bank. The sorority girls and the good old boys and the businessmen and the curiosity seekers. Many of them hugged Red or clasped his shoulder. Big T sang a song about how when you lose a loved one, there ain't a damn thing you can do. Red nodded and swayed in his chair. Go. Let me find my glasses. Excuse me, just a minute here. Where the fuck did they go? Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. All right, here we go. Try this.
circle hips, they're a crazy little skirt. Outskirts of town, says, what do you know? Dr. Chicago keeps. I didn't move my head, I didn't move my hands, I didn't move my lips, I just shook her hips. Hips ain't baby.
That guy is so good. I didn't have anything to follow that with. I was just really being amazed. I mean, this is one of the greatest living harmonica players that are with us still in our generation of harmonica players. So many have passed away and gone their way. Lester Butler and William Clark and, you know, so many, but I mean, you know, Toots Thielemans is still with us, and James Cotton is still around, but this is J.D. Wilkes of the legendary Shack Shakers. What an amazing harmonica player he is, and what a show those guys put on. Haven't heard from them in a little while. I understand they lost their lead guitarist, that tattooed guy. I don't know who they got instead. I really haven't heard much from them. I know that guy Wilkes is just remarkably creative, just amazing. Here's a song by them called "Dump Road Yodel." Okay, here, let's play that one.
Always pay him back. You're the low, low, the low.
had to put another one in here. Here's the Where's the Devil When You Need Him. That's one of my favorite Shack Shaker songs.
Actually, I'd like to do a song I wrote for you. It's about a girl that I was in love with about 5 years ago. I had a lot of money. I just left a previous job and to go into comedy. And I thought I'd saved up enough money to last me a while. And I met this girl and I fell in love with her. And we went through all my cash in about a year. So I wanted to impress her, you know, show how much I loved her and how cool she was. I remember when I ran out of cash, she said, Sam, you're just, you're just not as exciting to be with anymore now that you're broke. And we found so many neat things about each other that I hate to see the whole relationship go to waste just because the passion's gone. Can we still, like, stay in touch? Talk to each other when it rains. Maybe go to a movie once in a while and have dinner. Still be friends. Would that be okay? So I'll never forget her. She left an impression on me. Plus, it took me about 3 years to get out of debt. I wrote her this song. I think you'll like it. It goes like this. You lying whore! You used me! You never you slide under a gas truck and taste your own blood. Die! 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 I want my records back! I want my records back! Thank you for coming out! Good night!
Ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding.
Screaming Jay Hawkins.
I want to see if I cannot develop some kind of understanding. It is with great enthusiasm that I reenact at this time the capabilities that becomes my indignation. And if the collar of my backbone is too high for your understanding, then you take it out and systematically do with gymnastics. I got to get down to the nitty-gritty, and I mean, I'm talking about those nipples you have, you call a titty. You are ignorant and you've been out here on the street talking that ignorant and shit. Now here I am about to try to straighten you out and get this mess together so nobody think we're a bunch of fools down here throwing a fit. And the first thing I want to lay on you is don't sit on that porch eating watermelon. It's bad enough every time somebody passed the street, you're blowing seeds clear across to the other side of the sidewalk. You must think your jaws are some kind of machine gun. If you gotta eat the seeds, bring them on down, baby. Eat the rhyme and eat the whole damn thing. I mean, as ignorant as you are, and as uneducated as you are, when you talk that ignorant shit, ain't nobody gonna pay it to mind because they think you crazy anyhow. And don't lay no more mess on me about your mother. That's the only woman I know that wears a corset, a girdle, and a chastity belt at the same time. At her age, she should have a muzzle on her mouth. Yet she is a nice woman. She can cook good food. But you gotta wake up, baby. Now listen, look at this picture. We took this last week when we stopped by the zoo and a gorilla fell in love with you. You thought he looked like Earl Flynn. Then you got mad because he couldn't get it in. Why, you uneducated, tall, empire-building state baboon talking that uneducated, ignorant shit. I can't have no much more of that. And last night almost took the cake because the police damn near put me in jail. All they want to do is smell my breath to see if I've been taking drugs or drinking alcohol. But you over there talking that ignorant and shit, which caused him to take me out, put my hands up in the air and search me, read me my rights. I damn near was in jail and you couldn't come up with the bail. You gotta shut up with your ignorant self talking that ignorant and shit with your uneducated mouth. Now you get together, you were right. And you can't go barbecuing every Sunday using the neighborhood's pets. You don't fry the feathers. You skin the damn dog. You skin the cat. You skin the pigeons and you skin the rats. Ain't nobody gonna eat no ribs coming out of something that look worse than they do. You understand what I said? I want you to take a shower. Take a bath. Take a spoon and scrape that funk from under your armpits. Stand up, spread your toes, and get yourself a fingernail file and pick the scales out between your toes with all that mustard. The only time in my life I ever seen enough funk that smelled like black mustard. Custard. Uneducated, ignorant shit. That's what it's all about. Your teeth, they're green. You got fungus, baby, growing in your gums. You gotta go to a dentist to get a haircut. I don't want everybody to know our business. You gotta get together. And that dog down the street, you think it's something funny when you coming back home from the store and that dog is still wrapped around your ankle, humping and a-pumping like he got himself a good piece. Your leg ain't meant to be part of some damn dog's sexual appetite. I'm getting sick of that mess. You uneducated, talking that ignorant shit. I love you, baby, but I just can't take it. You uneducated, and you be talking that ignorant shit, and I be acting like I'm gonna blow a fist. Get apart because it's breaking my heart. You be talking that ignorant and shit. Goodbye. Goodbye. Don't cry. Don't lie. I leave all my heart on my sleeve. Talking that ignorant shit. I gotta go. I gotta go. You're uneducated, ignorant shit. I just don't want to get my name hooked up with Live 2.
Fuck, oh, excuse me. God, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, I thought I would read back on that set there, tell you what all I played. Let's see, what all do we have here? I'm going all the way back to Spoonful by the Stone Foxes on part one. And then accordion, Russian folk songs, Cossack dance. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. AC/DC, Eat the Rich, Aerosmith. What's his name? Alan Watts, The Eroticism of Pain. Then the infamous Weasels, The Weasels, Beat Her With a Rake, Love that song. Great music. Weather Girls, It's Raining Men. Wesley Willis, I'm Sorry That I Got Fat, dedicated to all the women in Craigslist. Sex Bomb, and that was Tom Jones, right? The legendary Shack Shakers, Shake Your Hips. Followed by Dump Road Yodel. Followed by Where's the Devil When You Need Him. All the legendary Shack Shakers, God bless them. Sam Kinison doing the Bitch Song. And that was Sha Na Na doing Ram-a-Lama Ding Dong. Let's see. These were Farts and... Oh, and this is the Sex Pistols doing Don't Give Me No Lip, Child. Played this song, it was all distorted. Is this coming out all distorted? Hope I'm not messing up.
Push the tempo. tempo, push the 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 tempo.
One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, now right along with them, I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night, hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing fool.
I'm a dancing fool.
Dancing
fool. The beat goes on and I'm so
on and I'm so
alone.
beat goes on and I'm so wrong. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool. Yeah.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian.
Huh? You're Jewish?
Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Yes.
Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? He was the playboy type. He smoked a pipe. His favorite phrase was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a singles bar, a Tuesday night. The moon was dim, the band was tight. They did the bump together.
What a splendid sight.
Run, dun, dun, dun.
The drinks were cheap. It was late as night.
He was glad that he met her. She was an office girl.
My name is Betty.
Her favorite group was
Helen Reddy.
They discussed the weather. Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man? Baby, don't you want a man? Baby, don't you want a man? She was a lonely sort, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter.
Shh! Oh, you motherfucker!
He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport with a
fuck
to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her.
Get it, honey? Get it?
Later on they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were dripping. They saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner. Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey. Baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna? He took her home to a motor court. She would not kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry.
Angry? Made me angry? It made me so angry! I could have killed that lousy bitch!
He
called her a slut, a pig, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy! This is a petulant frenzy! I'm petulant, and I'm having a frenzy!
On the sofa she weeps, oh, 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 oh. She weeps and she weeps. Got in his car, but the battery's dead. So he asked to use the phone, and she gives him some head. And that's the end of the story. Hana, hana, hi. Baby, don't you want a man like me? Hana, hana, hi. Oh, baby, don't you want a man like me? Hana, hana, hi. Oh, baby, don't you wanna? Oh, baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you want a man? Baby, don't you want a man?
That noise. God, I stepped out for a soda and the thing went to hell. What happened? Is it not gonna play? Oh, no. Wrong song. That said weasels ripped my flesh. I guess you could say that. Well, here, let me turn the monitor down a little bit. Turn the mic up a little bit. Excuse me, like I say, I just stepped away for soda, for heaven's sake, and came back to this noise. Excuse me, for heaven's sake. I was trying to leave you a little Frank Zappa said, excuse me, that was something that I hadn't played a lot of. It's hard to read these titles because they're really long. Okay, well this came out the year I graduated from high school. Okay, here. I won't even tell you what year that was. You'll have to look it up yourself.
Give me your dirty love. Like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love. Like a pink donation to the dragon in your dreams. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love. Like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you've never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation. I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love.
We'll be right back. lick her fuzzy poodle do.
Oh,
give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little Bo Peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty dog. Some dirty dog. That dirty dog. That dirty dog.
The poodle bites.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews and
snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews and
snap.
The poodle bites.
Come on, French.
The poodle chews and
snap.
Poodle bites.
Come on, French.
Poodle chews
and snap. Not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, French.
Poodle chews.
Nothing but the best for my dog.
Poodle bites.
The name of this song is called The Wild Man Fisher Story.
In the year of 1961, I did it all in fun.
David!
What, Mother?
Larry's in the bedroom, David, he's singing!
Larry, are you singing? Mother, I don't know what he's doing, but he's not singing.
In the year of 1962, I got thrown out of school.
Larry, you're not supposed to sing in class. What's wrong with singing in class? I'm sorry, Larry. I'm going to have to throw you out of school.
In the year of 1963, I was committed to a mental institution.
David, I don't know what we're going to do about him, David. But, David, I don't know what we're going to... We're going to have to get rid of Larry, David. He keeps singing, Larry. You got to understand, Larry. Mother loves you. But it's my arthritis, Larry. You know I love you. I've always loved you. Why couldn't you be like every other Jewish boy in the neighborhood? A nice, decent boy.
Mother, I only want to sing.
I'm sorry, Larry.
In the year of 1964, I was released from the mental institution.
I was really...
Yeah, tell him.
Mother, I'm back. I've changed, Mother. I'm going to be normal. I'm going to go out and get a job. I'm going to be all right. You'll see. I'm going to do what you want. I'll be all right. Can I have this job, sir?
Okay, you heard.
Fisher, sing us a song. Sing us a song, Fisher. Yeah, sing us a song. I can't sing you a song. I'll get fired. Come on, Fisher, sing us a song.
Fisher, sing me a song.
Come on, let's merry-go. Merry-go, merry-go-round. Boop, 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 merry-go. Merry-go, merry-go-round. Boop, 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 merry-go. Merry-go, merry-go-round. You're fired. In the year of 1965,
you're fired.
I was committed to the mental institution again. I'm sorry, Larry, but double the gift. This is your last chance. You haven't straightened out yet. You haven't had a job. I'm going to have to commit you again. In the year of 1966, I was released from the mental institution again. This time I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be normal. Be all right. In the year of 1967, do you want to hear a new kind of song for a dime? Pardon me, sir, would you like to hear a new kind of song for a dime? Well, I'm sorry, man, I'm late for my next class. I can't. It just only costs a dime. Okay, go ahead.
The leaves are falling.
The leaves are what? In the year of 1968, have I made a mistake? Will I end up a bum? Will I end up a crumb? Will I end up in hell? Will I end up in jail? Will I end up in Jesus? Will I end up in trees? Will I end up Wildman Fisher, merry-go, merry.
You know, I only played that because I had the opportunity one time to meet Wildman Fisher. I think it was back when I was driving a taxi, and I took Wildman Fisher. I met Larry Fisher. I think I met him on another occasion when I was working downtown at Page's Bookstore over by Pershing Square. And he really was a disturbed individual. I mean, he was, schizophrenic, but a nice guy nonetheless. He really was. I mean, I would like to know what happened to him. I'm going to look him up on Wikipedia shortly when I play this next song here and see what happened to him. I don't know. You know, it's just like I played Wesley Willis earlier. You know, he did pass away. He led a hard life, and he weighed about 300-400 pounds. He was really huge. And, things we joke about. Things we sing about. But anyway.
Hank Williams, he came up from Montgomery with heart full of broken country songs. But Nashville, Tennessee didn't really understand him, 'cause he did things differently than the way that they were done. But when he finally made it to the Grand Old Opry, he made it stand still. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Elvis Presley, he came up from Jackson. She was goes on and on, and I guess it always will. They ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills, it's a crying shame. You think they might have been happy with the glory and the fame. Fame doesn't take away the pain. Doesn't wake up one day. Sometimes it's a heart attack. Sometimes they just don't say. But they pulled poor old Hank Williams out of a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. He ended up on alcohol and pills. Alcohol and pills.
So wait a minute. Before we went on here, I wanted to read this little bit to you here just so that you'd know what I was talking about here. I looked him up. It's a little short thing. Wild Man Fisher from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Larry Wild Man Fisher, born Lawrence Wayne Fisher, November 6, 1944, in Los Angeles, California, is a prolific songwriter in the outsider genre. He is notable for being responsible for Rhino Records' first release, Go to Rhino Records, 1975, described by AllMusic as certified paranoid schizophrenic and acid casualty. Fisher's highly unusual style has developed a cult following. He is age 66. He is still alive. Biography. Fisher was institutionalized at age 16 for attacking his mother with a knife. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Hold on. Kill Radio. Hello?
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 Hi. I think I might have the wrong number. I'm trying to reach Natalie.
Trying to reach... That's funny. I ran into Natalie yesterday afternoon. I haven't seen her in months. If it's the same Natalie, I don't know. What Natalie were you trying to reach?
I don't know the last name. I'm calling in regards to a ad.
An ad? For what?
Yeah. Studio for Share.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm looking for a place to live, too. But no, actually, what you have reached is the telephone number for www.killradio.org, which is a radio station. The funny thing is, live we have like one listener at a time, and then I personally upload to podcast, and there I get more listeners. But where were you calling from?
Pasadena.
From Pasadena, oh, because I work in West Los Angeles in Culver City, so I'm looking, for a radius out from there. Well, this isn't that Natalie for sure.
All right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, have a nice day. I hope you find a good place to live.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Well, that was fun. Well, even wrong numbers can be interesting. I don't know. Could have met a nice girl, but she lives too far away and probably works over there. Fisher was institutionalized at age 16 for attacking his mother with a knife. He was later diagnosed with two mental disorders, severe paranoid schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, manic depression. Following his release from the hospital, In 1962, Fisher wandered Los Angeles singing his unique brand of songs for 10 cents to passersby, discovered by Frank Zappa, with whom he recorded his first album. Fisher became an underground concert favorite, earning him the title Godfather of Outsider Music. Zappa was responsible for Fisher's initial foray into the business of music. An album called An Evening with Wild Man Fisher contains 36 tracks of something not exactly musical. Zappa and Fisher remained close until Fisher threw a jar at Zappa's daughter, Moon Unit, barely missing her. Due to this falling out, Zappa's widow, Gail Zappa, has chosen not to release An Evening with Wild Man Fisher on CD to the ire of the small but dedicated Wild Man Fisher fan club. Original vinyl copies have been sold for high amounts on the internet. Remember that. In the 1980s, Fisher worked with Art and Artie Barnes, actually Billy Mumy of Lost in Space Babylon 5 fame, and Robert Hamer to produce two albums, Pronounced Normal, 1981, and Nothing Scary, 1984. Fisher has appeared on national television, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and has been the subject of a comic book, The Legend of Wild Man Fisher. In 1986, Barnes and Barnes also wrote and produced It's a Hard Business, a duet featuring Fisher and Rosemary Clooney. The song was the result of a telephone friendship that began after Clooney heard Fisher's song, Oh God, Please Send Me a Kid to Love. In 1987, Fisher performed his only East Coast performances at the Massachusetts College of Art. Mass College of Art, that's what it says. Fisher has collaborated with Linda Ronstadt, Tom Waits, Jim Morrison, and Janis Joplin, and has recorded with Mark Mothersbaugh of Devo. Fisher went on to record three full-length albums for Rhino. Legacy. In 1999, Rhino released The Fisher King, a 2-CD package comprising 100 tracks and a 20-page booklet, which sold out within weeks. The limited edition album comprises his entire Rhino catalog, including the albums with Barnes & Barnes and Wild Mania, 1977, along with his duet with Clooney. Fisher also appears as guest vocalist with the noise band Smegma on their album Sings Popular Songs. On October 2004, Fisher appeared on ABC TV's late-night talk comedy show Jimmy Kimmel Live. He sang Monkey vs. Donkeys while tapping on a backwards acoustic guitar, and also sat for a chat with the host wherein he explained what it means to have the pep. That is, when the spirit is in him and he's singing happily. That would be the manic phase for the rest of us. In 2005, Josh Rubin and Jeremy Lubin, collectively known as the Ubin Twins, premiered their documentary about Wild Man Fisher entitled Derailroaded, Inside the Mind of Wild Man Fisher at the SXSW Film Festival in Austin, Texas. An Evening with Wild Man Fisher remains unreleased on CD. The awareness brought to Fisher by Derailroaded did indeed, however, bring all three Rhino albums back in print on CD through Collector's Choice Music. Wild Man made his first appearance in 5 years on August 16th, 2006. That's my sister's birthday. At the Trunk Space for Ryan Avery's See You in 2 Years show. He is mentioned in Thomas Pynchon's 2009 novel Inherent Vice, page 155. He is mentioned by Eric Clapton in the opening of the 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival. Wild Man Fisher lives, in reply to Bill Murray's introduction. So, good guy. Really, he was, obviously he's well-liked. Anyway, back to the music for you all. Helps to turn the thing up. There you go.
Down along the railroad track, I ran into my old friend Jack. He was dressed in a Sunday best, but his face was red and his eyes was dead. He said, I lost Marina and the last
Freight train. whistling, baby. Wish it was a deal, oh, come on, if I come whistling down your train, crashing in your door. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd be a shovel full of coal just to get me started. Wish it was a freight train, baby. Wish it was a freight train.
To break in here. I hope the music isn't too overpowering here, but I'm gonna cut off my show because it's getting on too long, and played a bunch of music for y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed it, and we'll be back again next week for hopefully some new stuff and some new news for y'all, and I shouldn't say so much, right, Rick? Well, blow me. It's underground radio. It's, we can say anything we want. But anyway, never got a hold of Zed Null. Zed Null was a Zed Null today and was unavailable. And what else can I tell you? Well, I continue to look for a place to live now that I have a job. One thing at a time, huh? I did field a call from my landlady just before the show started, and she was very adamant about getting me out by the end of the month, which is basically by the end of the week, but I really don't have any viable leads at this end of the week. Acknowledging that I have been 11 years and more, 11 and a half years at my present location, and have animals, animal familiars, if you will, who are very close and near and dear to me and mean a lot to me, and I'm not about to give them up. I don't know, would you give up your children? Excuse me. Pardon me for editorializing, but I think people's animals should be acknowledged and not charged extra for. Shit, fuck. I mean, I'm looking for a place to live that I could viably move the animals into, and so that it would be okay. That's all. You know, I mean, I'm not looking for an apartment. Anyway, okay. What all did I play? Here's the playlist just before I end here. Okay, here's how far back did we go here? Don't Give Me No Lip, Child, Sex Pistols, Yo Mama, Fat Boy Slim, Dancing Fool by Frank Zappa, of course, Honey, Don't You Want a Man Like Me, Weasels Rip My Flesh, Dirty Love, Wind Up Working in a Gas Station, The Wild Man Fisher's Story, Fred Eagle Smith, Alcohol and Pills, followed by Carmelita. I'm not sure who the female singer was there. Freight Train, also Fred Eagle Smith. Look him up, he's amazing. And Give Me Back My Wig. And have a good week, you all. I love you. Even though you don't even know I'm alive, I'm the biggest nobody you ever met. I'll have to do my rap next week.
ever get the blues.